Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nadine?
I'm good. I know I probably caught you at a bad time. So,
actually, I'm at lunch, so I can talk to you for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll try to be as brief as possible because I don't want to take up all your lunch time either. I know that currently we're helping you with your marketing, right? And so there's a program, Google Guarantee, that I wanted to kind of share with you because you might qualify for that. So basically what Google Guaranteed is, it's a pay-per-lead program where you pay for the lead, but it comes to you in the form of a phone call, Chris. You're not sharing it with anyone, okay? And they're the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page with the green check mark next to it. So basically, excuse me, for that program, what they require is that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. And then they require just the general liability insurance, whatever your state requires. I'm assuming you probably carry more than like $500,000 in general liability.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they run a background check. Basically, the background check is just to make sure you don't have felonies or, like criminal charges like that. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. I'm sure in the last 7 years, you got a completely clean record, right?
I do.
Beautiful. So that's basically what they require. Now, for the process, it's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application and you fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Chris, it takes about, I'm going to say 4 to 8 weeks to get approved from Google. I've seen some people get approved, in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and submit the application. However, once you get approved, we'll call you to notify you because we want to activate the leads within 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise. Activate them next month or activate them now. Okay. So we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget to get a feel of the program first before you start requesting to have more leads. Basically, the minimum monthly budget is $400. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are $30.67. Okay. So you have that $400 budget. When a lead comes in, it deducts it from there. Now, the kicker on it is, let's say someone calls you to remove a tree. Completely outside of your services, Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, and as long as you don't accept the job, unqualified lead, credited back. If they called to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, credited back. When it's considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that's a qualified lead. Now, Google assigns a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. They have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, we are also monitoring it, too, because if we see one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you only got one lead in the month, what is left over in that budget, okay, it's going to roll over to the next month. So what that means is the following month, you're paying $30.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over so that your budget's back up to the $400. Okay? You could target wherever your insurance covers you. You could choose by zip code, county, the whole state if you wanted. If you're going on vacation or you landed a project that you're going to be bombarded for a few weeks, you call us and you say, shut off my leads. We shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you can pause them off and on when you need to and for as long as you need to.
Gotcha.
Okay. What do you think about it, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it sounds just like HomeAdvisor when they were in business.
Similar in the sense of the lead, right? And because you're paying per lead. But the big difference is this. HomeAdvisor, well, now known as Angie's, they were sending you the information and telling you to call them. Hey, here's a lead. They're looking for your service, right? You call them.
Right.
You find two or three other guys called them, too, that got the same lead. Or you find that they're telling you, I wasn't asking for anything. I found someone who did it 2 months ago. So it's always you having to call the lead, right?
Okay.
Now, you paid for it, whether they picked up the phone when you called or if they didn't.
Right.
And you're sharing
yep.
it. So when Google...
And it was more like five or six guys, not three, even though they said it only goes to two or three. I found out several times it was at least five or six guys.
I wasn't being as harsh about it, but you're right. I was trying to give them a little bit of, you know, leeway there, but you're right.
You know, my problem why I quit doing the reason I quit with Home Advisor was they were sending me, like you were talking about in the beginning, bogus leads. Like, that's not a job I do, or it was miscategorized, like, you know, a kitchen remodel, and what they really needed was three tiles replaced in a kitchen floor.
Yeah, and you're like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, constantly.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, I was fighting with them for like maybe five or six bad leads a month, and they would only, they automatically would do one, you know, reimburse. But then after one, they go, we got to get it approved.
Yeah.
And they would never get back to me. So,
they'd
send me five or six bad leads, and then I would get reimbursed for one, and the others would be charged to me.
I'm
not going to charge this.
Yeah. I had one guy tell me that, you know, he just kept getting leads that were not for any part of the services that he offered, right?
Okay.
And he kept telling them, you know, Home Advisor, like, listen, this is not my service. And
sure.
So they ended up crediting him for like maybe a third of the ones that were not qualified. And he was just like, something they told him, what he said was like, he reached a cap off, right? He's like, how is that possible? If these are like legitimately not my services and these leads, like I have a cap off, like I only can credit for so many, like it didn't make sense. So, I mean, I've heard that
that's
in the past.
Kind of where I stood on it, you know, I had a minimum budget, kind of like $400 or something, but I was spending at one time like maybe $1,200 a month.
Oh yeah, no. One thing I'm going to tell you, Chris, is once you hit the 400, once you get your 13 leads in that month, they're not going to keep sending you leads, right? Unless if you said, hey, I want to get up to 20 this month, then the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. So if you got all 13, they're not going to keep sending you leads and keep charging you. If you hit your 13, your profile's still showing, but you're not getting like, you're not being paid for the, paying for the leads, right? It's like it caps it off. It's like 400, that's what it is, right?
Right.
But this is specifically why Google created this program, because they heard about everything that everyone was complaining about with, you know, the Angie's Leads. Well, now Angie's Leads, but, you know, Home Advisor, right? So that's why they created this program. And it's the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page. So specifically, just so you know, for the general contractor, and again, this is finding you by your keywords and search terms, right? It's still the same process. But what's under that is accessory buildings, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations, concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing and roofing. Now, let's say you were like, you know what? I don't want the accessory buildings listed. I don't want roofing listed. Okay. If someone called you for an accessory building, unqualified lead. If they're calling you for a roofing job, unqualified lead. Okay. So that's how that works. It's one of Google's better products, in my opinion. Hands down, if I could offer it to everybody, I would. There's just some industries and in some areas that are really rural areas that it's not even available in. So I did want to reach out to you about it just because, I mean, you qualify for it, and I think it would be an excellent fit. And the fact that you can control when you have those leads off and on is a big plus, too. And it's still a direct call that's coming to you. You see what I mean?
Sure.
So it's that potential prospect on the line that's looking for your service, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I wanted to share that with you, and I know you've been, like, super busy, and I'm like, oh, hopefully I get a time to at least share it with him to see, you know, what his thoughts are on all of it. But I understand where you feeling the similarity of the Angies, but I will say complete opposite of that because it's a direct call. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So
you said there's no contractual agreement.
Nope.
It's just month to month.
Month to month.
So if I don't like it, I can try it for a month and I say I don't like it, you can just cancel me.
You can cancel it or you can say, you know what, put my lease on pause for 3 months. You know what I mean? If you wanted to do that too.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not a contract. Okay. So the only thing that you would be charged would be just the application fee, the $250, and we send you the application, you fill it out. I would, however, schedule a client interview for you. So this way you can discuss with our tech and the Google Guarantee Department here at Local Splash. Just go over any additional questions that you have and so forth. And then, yeah, it takes, like I said, about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. Once we know who's running your background check, Chris, we're going to call you to notify you because for the background check, it's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we got to notify you because we need you to be on the lookout for the text message or either for the email with the steps that you need to follow. Like one of them is going to ask you to send us a picture of the front and back of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might ask you put in your birth date, your social, because they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. And that's how it works. So,
okay.
I mean, you think it's worth giving a shot?
Yep. You got my email. Send me that app.
Okay. Now, I don't know if we're using the same card on file. It's one that ends with 5022.
Yep.
It's a Visa. Okay. Just a couple
of
quick questions.
You won't charge me until the app's up.
Well, that's the thing. I have to do the payment and then send you the application while we're on the phone because I want to make sure you get the application.
No, I'm not going to work like that. If you want to send me an email with all the things we just talked about, I'll look it over.
I want to send you that. Yes, absolutely. So I do want to send you that email. That's why I was going to verify that I have the chrishayes351@gmail.com. I'm going to send you the recap on everything that we just discussed, so this way you can look over it. If it's something that you do want to move forward with, like I said, it's the application fee. We send you the application right then and there, and I schedule your client interview. And then we just go over a few notes, so that way the technician knows where they're starting from. And then, yeah, so I'll send you the email. It'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google Guaranteed in the subject part. Okay? My contact info is at the bottom. All right, Chris, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Enjoy your lunch.
All right. Thanks, Nadine. I'll be in touch.
You're so welcome. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.